Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome aboard on a Tuesday, the 21st of May. We got a fresh episode of the podcast in the can for you. Office freakout editions, including some really what we think is funny audio of I had an absolute meltdown before the pod last week. We'll get that to you tomorrow morning at 6. So if you're not subscribed to it, if you're not into it, check it out. Radio.com, iTunes, get involved there. Oh, baby, we'll play it out. Now, we got a lot to do today. We're going to kind of take a step back in the batter's box and take a swing on a few things. And one of them is football. And coming up at 2:30, it is the fatal flaw for each NFL team. Really interesting article listing what is the fatal flaw. What will keep each team from getting where they need to go? The Lions' fatal flaw that was listed is a bit of a cop-out. We'll get to it. I wanted to start with this. And look, the Warriors are going to the NBA Finals again. I've said it now. What started out as fun and, man, I love watching them play and this team is new, it's gone full circle to where I hate the Warriors. And I can't root for them. And they've become villains. And it's not endearing in any way, shape, or form. But I wanted to expand this topic because Sully, literally at 1:59:22, said, you know, I got an idea. And I'm like, well, that's great, Mike. I'm 30 seconds from going on the air. But please, feel free. Wait a little longer with said idea.
Well, we were doing the podcast.
Well, listen now. You listen here. You had all morning to come up with this. This was a gem by you. This is a really interesting question. There are currently three dynasties in sports. Three. One is the Golden State Warriors. Two is the New England Patriots. And three is the Alabama Crimson Tide football team. Three dynasties. And I don't think anybody likes any of them. The question is, which one are you most sick of? Most tired of? And being that I've only had a moment or two to think about this, I really can't come to a conclusion. I know I don't want to watch the Warriors play basketball anymore. I know I don't want to watch Steph Curry chew on his mouthpiece or Day-Day bitch at the refs or Klay Thompson have that confused look on his face. No, I don't want to see any of it. But I don't want to see the Patriots either. It kills me when they win. I'm tired of them. And Alabama, forget about it. Many people are saying Alabama's ruining college football, that Alabama has taken a lot of the drama out of the deal. That over the course of a decade, you could pencil in Alabama as the national champion or playing for the national championship, and you're pretty much guaranteed to win money. So if I ask you the question, which dynasty are you most sick of? What is the answer? You know, I work my way through it. I'm not sure. But the Warriors are going to their fifth straight final. You just don't see that. In the course of history, it's damn near impossible to do. And they've done it. And we covered it yesterday. Please don't bring your they're better without Durant narrative here. That's idiocy. They were always capable of winning the championship without him. They're not better without him. With him, they're unbeatable. Without him, they're almost unbeatable. So just leave that narrative on the cutting room floor. 248-539-9797. Mikey, of the three, which dynasty are you most tired of?
I'll tell you what, man. It's really close.
You hate them all.
I know. And that's why I mentioned to see what people think about this. Because if I had to pick one who I'm most annoyed with out of it, I'm going to pick the Patriots. And here's why. Because, simply put, 2002. That's all I have to say. This has been going on, Brady and Belichick, since 2002. Think about what you were doing in 2002. Dude, I get it. I get how good the Bama's been lately, and certainly how good the Warriors been lately. But you know what? That hasn't been going on since 2002. It's crazy to think about. We're almost at 2020.
Wait a minute, hold on. Why was Roberto cackling? I thought you were making an interesting point.
I was just thinking back to what I was doing in 2002.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, but Mike, hold on. The Patriots, although they've been around the longest, they also have one of the most deified athletes in the history of sports with Tom Brady.
Yes.
Many people will tell you they love watching Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
They enjoy his success. They hold on to him near and dear like a stuffed teddy bear and a little kid. So you're right, they've been around the longest, but I'd argue they're also the most popular.
Which is crazy to think about, but longevity-wise, I think that's why I give it to him. I don't know. It's tough because, yeah, it is that Brady Belichick core that's done it for so long. And you know what? You look at the Super Bowl odds again, they're favored to win the Super Bowl yet again this upcoming year.
See, Bama for me, I don't know. College football was always fun because there seemingly was a chance every year of somebody new winning it. What Bama has managed to do is what I imagine the 70s and the 60s and the 50s and the 40s being like in college football, where it's just pointless. Like, you take the field against Bama 9 times out of 10 and you have no chance. None. None. And I know some people will say Miami, but even the Miami teams of the 80s, I think they won 1 or 2 national titles, and it was not nearly as long of a streak as you think. Alabama, we haven't seen anything like it. And the fact that Alabama does it when everyone has 85 scholarships and everyone's on TV and everyone has a conference championship game, it makes it all the more incredible because every rule college football has come up with was to prevent Alabama from becoming Alabama. They never wanted anyone to be Alabama. You know, you go to Oklahoma in the 70s or you go to, you know, hell, you could say Michigan State in the late 50s, early 60s, or Notre Dame, or, you know, Michigan in 1900. I mean, those teams were it's the truth. Michigan won like 4 national titles between 1900 and 1910. I'm making a point that when those teams took the field, they had no chance to beat them. That's how dynasties worked. But dynasties aren't supposed to exist now. But the way Saban is able to do it by constantly being angry, by constantly just producing this NFL roster, you can go out and play the Warriors and you have a chance. You can go out and play the Patriots, and even if you lose, you felt like you played a game. Bama, I feel like, of the three, emasculates more teams than anyone. Playing Alabama is just a soul-crushing experience. The way that I don't know that the other two are.
Well, and the issue with Bama is that that restock word. They keep restocking. You know what? Tom Brady's eventually going to retire. Bama's just going to keep rolling. No pun intended. They're going to keep rolling, you know, for years and years to come.
248-539-9797. With the Warriors going to the NBA Finals for a 5th straight season, the question is simple. Warriors, Bama, Patriots, which dynasty are you most tired of seeing?
Well, it has to be the Warriors.
Why?
Because they won without KD. They get KD. They continue to win. Steve Kerr gets hurt with a back injury. You think, oh, they're not going to do anything this year because he's out all year. Nope. Luke Walton comes in. They still dominate. Mike Brown goes in there. They still dominate. Like, nothing can stop this dynasty. Nothing seems to want to stop this dynasty. Now KD's gone. It looks like they're stronger. They could be stronger because you got Kevon Looney out there looking better. Like, I mean, this is frustrating.
Well, call it what it is, too. Their only blip on the radar was blowing a 3-1 lead with Day-Day getting suspended.
Exactly. And then they get KD the next year.
They would be essentially the Celtics of the 60s. You know, winning 5 straight championships. It doesn't happen.
Just constantly there.
The Bulls would be the only remote comparative.
It's just annoying.
And even then, Jordan got kicked out of the league. I mean, went to play baseball.
And you would think that him coming back would be rusty. He still won. I mean, come on now. The Warriors are annoying to watch.
248-539-9797. Ha, it's
well,
a hot
I'll
response
tell you,
Tuesday.
It is split on the text. It is like a 3-way tie with people that hate all three of these.
Want to hear from you.
Well, that okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.